quite know.
Okay. If somebody's very much afraid of a place, you might say he what dreaded the place?
He sure does dread the place.
All right. Would you ever use purely?
He purely, yeah. He purely dreads the place.
Okay. Suppose somebody has some good coon dogs. People have coon dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some. He has good coon dogs.
Yeah. Would you ever say them's real dogs?
Yeah, that's saying.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you wouldn't say that, real
no.
dogs? Okay. If you're tacking up a picture on the wall and your finger slips and you hit your finger with a hammer, what would you say?
Oh, it hurts.
Okay. Would you ever say, oh, shucks, or blame
yeah,
it, or dang it, or anything
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, which one of those would you use?
Oh, shucks, I guess.
Okay. What's an expression that has sake or sakes in it? Oh, what sakes?
Christ's sakes.
Okay. Do you know any other expressions that have sakes in them? Like land sakes? Or?
Land sakes or crying out loud sakes, I've heard that.
Okay. If somebody does something that you think is pretty dumb, you might say, oh, something, you ought to know better than that.
Yeah, you know better than that.
Would you ever say, oh, shucks, you ought to know
better? Oh, shucks, don't be so crazy.
Okay. Would you ever say, tarnation or botheration or shoot?
Shoot, yeah, I'd say that.
Okay. Someone does something unexpected, and, it's unexpected and something that really seems inappropriate to you. You might say, Father Mary.
Idea of such a thing.
Okay. Suppose you see a good friend that you haven't seen for a long time. And so you might say, why, Sally, how?
How are you?
Okay. And let's see, what do you say to somebody when you're first introduced to him?
Oh, how are you? Glad to see ya.
Okay.
Heard of you.
If a visitor is leaving and you want to invite him to return sometime, what would you say to him?
Well, please come back sometime. I'd like for you to visit us again.
Okay. What's a greeting on December the 25th?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Would you say that to somebody if somebody came and knocked on your door Christmas Day? What would you say?
No, probably see. Christmas gear.
Okay. And does that mean anything, Christmas gifts? Does that mean a present is supposed to exchange hands? Or?
Well, I don't know. It's just more or less. People say Christmas gift and try to, you know, say, well, you owe me a gift if I see you first and say Christmas gift. You
uh-huh.
know? But it's just said and gone off, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's another greeting on December the 25th? Not happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Let's see. And what's a greeting on January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Will you have time to do this? Well, I don't know. What? I'll have time.
I'll try to. I hope I can.
Okay.
I'll see if I can.
Okay. If you're pretty sure you'll have time, but you're not absolutely sure, you might say, what? I'll have time.
I'll try to.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can.
Well, would you say, I think I'll have time, I suppose I have time, I reckon
I'll have time.
I have to go to town today. I have some what to do?
Shopping to do.
Okay. Now, suppose you bought a package in a store, and the clerk, what? You put it in brown paper, and he... You bought something at the store.
And they put it in?
No. He spread out some brown paper and...
Wrapped it up.
Okay, and then you got home, and you...
Untied it.
Okay. You bought something from a store at less than what the merchant paid for it, so he had to sell this.
Less than cost.
Okay.
It didn't make a profit, rather.
Okay. Did you buy a thing? No, I didn't, because it what, too much?
Too high. Cost too much.
Okay.